Blog Talk Radio.
Let it be Christmas everywhere, in the hearts of all people, both near and far. Christmas everywhere. Feel the love of the season wherever you are. On the small country roads lie with green mistletoe. Big city streets where a thousand lights glow. Let it be Christmas everywhere. Let heavenly music fill the air. Let every heart sing. Let every bell ring. The story of hope and joy.
Welcome to Hoot and Holler Show. I'm Linda, and Bill's on the line with me. I'm in California. We got the crew in Indiana. How you doing, Bill? Hope you can hear me. Okay, maybe we're not getting sound here. Let me try. Okay, let's try that again. Type in if you guys have sound, and how about you, Bill? Can you hear me? Gosh, and he's not on it. So, and there's no Lonnie. Okay. Okay. So I can't hear Bill at all, and I can't do anything. Okay, he's going to try again. Got it. Everybody has sound. I hope you enjoyed the first piece of the music. He'll try in again. Sometimes his line doesn't do well. Anyway, of course, we have, you know, on my headline say, New York Mayor wants, what did he say? Wants pause and protests. Oh, he's backtracking. He's gotten more flack from everybody on the planet, I'll tell you. Let me see if I can get him in here. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, speak up.
All right.
As long as
I'm here. I've got Ken. I've got Jerry. I've got my wife. I've got my cousin and her husband.
Okay.
Kind of paying attention to what's going on today in New York. I look for it to be really nasty tonight.
Yep.
The next couple of nights, probably. And I really don't get it.
Well,
I
you
really
know, I got to say, we got Mikey B in, we got Yola, and we got Bill Bio in the chat room so far. And also, hopefully, they're getting sound. Everybody seems that they have some sound. We're all Yola's saying hi, Chad, hi, Joe, hi, everyone just mentioned.
I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
And I think next week I'd like to invite everybody to come on and let's do an end of the year show.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it? Yeah, for Hoot and Holler. Okay.
What's happened this year? A lot's still happening, but there's a lot has happened this year.
Huge. Yeah, we better do our homework if we're going to do an end of the year show. So what did you think, Bill, of all of the people that were like, we got Hannity and Giuliani, who, you know, might have been a great mayor, but as far as a pundit, I don't know. Then we had Bill O'Reilly. There was, like, Megyn Kelly and all these people, police chiefs, police commissioners. I mean, they were ripping the mayor up one side and down the other of New York.
Well,
still gotcha?
I got to say, I've never seen a mayor walk through the police force with every one of the entire police force turning their back to him.
I'm glad they did it. I really am.
It was the loudest statement they could have made.
Yep.
There is no faith in him. He has come out and spouted ignorance. His son being afraid. Well, let me tell you, his son should be more afraid of blacks because 92% of blacks killed are killed by blacks. About 40 blacks killed every day at the hands of an illegal alien, which far exceeds the number of blacks killed by cops. But yet,
we all know that.
I know. Al Sharpton, silent on that issue. Here he is out here stirring up trouble. People sending money. He's padding his pockets, refuses to pay taxes. Why is this SOB not in jail?
Well, because he's kissing Barry's derriere, that's why. Look, he's hanging out shoulder to shoulder with Bill de Blasio. Eric Holder did the same thing. He poured gasoline on the fire down there at Ferguson. Barry Obama there was like several clips on Hannity's show, I think yesterday or the day before, explaining all of the rhetoric out of Barry's mouth for the past 6 years on the police departments, et cetera. And Al Sharpton's been there 84 times. All these guys hang out together because communists of a feather flock together. These people are freaking communists, every last one of them.
Al Sharpton is someone, he makes his money off of playing the race card on
right.
any issue. I'm surprised he isn't out here demanding that we quit selling vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, I know. I found out on Megyn Kelly's show last night how he gets his money. Guess who pays him for this nonsense? NBC and Comcast. So let's boycott them.
But who are they owned by? You know, the IRS can go after the Tea Party and conservatives, but the IRS hasn't arrested this tax evader.
No, they're not going to.
He's complaining they're short on money. They're going to be slow with this and that, this and that. Maybe if you collected money from people like Warren Buffett and Al Sharpton, Jeffrey
Oh,
Imel,
I know.
But no.
Oh, God, he's another one. Oh, man, that guy.
It's typical when you have people like Van Jones and Pelosi, these people screaming, share the wealth. But what they're not telling you is, they really truthfully mean share all the wealth with them, screw everybody else.
Well,
you don't see none of them. And I'm not a fan of Mitt Romney's, but I give him credit. He gives more to help the people than all these liberal icons combined.
Well, you look here when you look at these people. I mean, the Immelts and the rest of them. Yeah. Immelt is General Electric, or used to be. He was also involved, I believe, heavily in the Chicago Climate Exchange. Remember that little deal we've talked about many times?
Well, yeah, and the problem is the country doesn't know about that. If the country knew that Obama and Valerie Jarrett and all these others were all together invested in a carbon exchange that will pad their pockets with billions and billions of dollars if they can pass a global carbon tax, and the reason that they won't let the pipeline go through, and in his speech last week, I thought he was, if a person had a brain, they'd have thought how stupid he was. He's sitting there saying that we can create more jobs from infrastructure than the pipeline will create. But the difference is this. The oil companies are paying for the pipeline and paying the workers there, and the taxpayers are paying for the infrastructure.
But don't you remember that evil stimulus bill that, you know, what did he say? And he was laughing about it later. Oh, yeah. The shovel-ready jobs weren't as shovel-ready as we thought. And he knew that from the get-go. The guy's just,
so
I mean, right out of...
Money, Where did all that money go?
To his pet projects, probably.
It went to groups like Solyndra. You know, they got a big payoff, and then they paid. They gave so much of that money back to the Democratic Party. Then they paid bonuses to their elitists, and then they filed bankruptcy and dropped it on us. He was bragging in his speech about GM paying the final payment. Well, that was a lie, too. GM still owes over $10 billion that he told them they didn't have to pay back. So, you know, the man stood there, and almost everything he said in his speech last week was bullshit.
No, it's
almost
true.
Every speech he ever fixes that.
Exactly.
Because behind these things, you find out he ain't nothing but a liar.
Well, true. He's a puppet, and he's a very evil one. He's carrying it out. Bill Bio was just saying that Valerie Jarrett is just evil. Well, yeah, she is. And she puppets
and
him and probably writes his...
Iran. Where's Valerie from?
Yep. Oh, we know. Well, look, where is... Which one of those stupid countries is that Uma Abedin, Anthony's Wiener's wife, and that's real close friends with Hildebeest? She's from one of those countries, too. I just don't know which one.
Yeah.
But I know she...
Both anti-American.
Yep. Oh, they all are. They're just...
They're
crazy.
Both considered our enemies.
I'm telling you. They all flock together, these communist birds. They really do.
The liberal progressive ideology, look what it's doing for the entire globe right now.
Well, yeah, and what was the other?
With China on the climate, and then brags about it. But if you read the thing, China didn't give up crap.
Nope, not a thing. And by the way, we didn't get anything with this Cuba deal either. Not one thing.
Exactly.
Zero.
Exactly, Linda. That's what I'm saying. Every time he makes a deal with the country, we give up something, and they don't ever have to give up nothing.
Well, you know, I was listening to, oh, gosh, I think it was Thursday or Friday. I can't remember which night it was because all these dates are running together. I'm in the middle of today, and tomorrow morning I will be putting it all together for the for my family coming over. And they're coming 3 o'clock Pacific time, so, you know, I'm not doing a show. There's no way. They're all going to descend on me, so I got to have everything perfect. But, I was listening to... Again, I'm not a fan of Marco Rubio's ideology on immigration reform, but when it comes to understanding Cuba and understanding China and North Korea, that man is brilliant. He can talk for 5 or 6 solid minutes and not break cadence, and just he knows what he's talking about. It's like he's a professor of this stuff. It was his family came from Cuba. He knows what's going on there.
A woman out of Florida, one of our elected, who's also from Cuba, and she talks the same kind of things that Marco Rubio does about this whole deal. Again,
right?
The Fidel's brother has said they ain't changing nothing.
That's right. Absolutely.
How much money is Obama going to take from us to give to Cuba?
Oh, I don't know.
When does this country wake up and say, now, wait a minute. He's giving money to the Muslim Brotherhood and weaponry. He's giving roundabout ways money. He's went to Al-Qaeda or Taliban and this and that. And now he's giving money to Cuba. The hell up, people.
Well, here's the problem, Bill. What Marco was explaining, and one of the other talk show hosts talked about it too, because he had several libtards calling in and crying about this, that, and the other thing, calling China a free market country. And Hitchcock goes, China is not a free market country, and free markets don't fix dictatorships. It doesn't do anything. They might be a little better off, but they still have a lot of problems. What Rubio was explaining to Mark was, and the other people were saying the same thing, you don't own a car, you don't own a business, you don't own a house, you don't own crap. You may have the clothes on your back. The government doles out $50 a month to you. Every dime that goes into that country, it goes to a company, a government-run company, okay? And that's where everything gets doled out from. This is absolutely the most, it's not as bad as North Korea, but it's a close second. And China props up North Korea. That's how they actually survive. I guess China's not doing real well because there's no lights on at night in North Korea. But that's just another story. Unbelievable. People have no idea, you know?
No, and I'm sorry, but again, you go back to Gruber, and he was right. The American public is not paying attention. They're too busy with their sending text messages about who knows what. They're too busy playing video games. They're too busy with their own lives to care about what's going on around them and what the future for their children and grandchildren is going to be.
Right. Well, you know what it is? It is definitely a laziness, and there's just no... There's no accountability for their own education, and that, you know, you cannot, and I've talked to Miss Terry Rowland about this several thousand times on her show when she was doing them. We talked about the Vulcan mind meld, because she says, I wish I had a Vulcan mind meld, but I don't, because you cannot make these people learn. You cannot pour it into their little feeble brains. It's up to them. It's like, you either have a relationship with Christ or you don't. No one can force that upon you. Nobody. So that's it's there. It's on them, Bill. It's not on us.
And can't take it away from you either. I want to tell people. And
they can try, but they can't take
it. I remember the day that I got saved in a church, and this preacher from out of town comes up to me. I've been saved for a few weeks. He was came in, you know, and he walks up to me and he punches me in the stomach. He says, "You can't hit me back now. Now you're a Christian." And I said, you know, that's just what Goliath thought right before that rock hit him between the eyes.
Well, yeah, David was definitely a chosen one. However, no, I get that. I'm just, when you talk about the willful ignorance, there's, like I said, it's on them. There's nothing you or anyone else can do about it, Bill. We can just do what we're doing. If we educate ourselves, at least we have that.
My heart goes out to the families, the Brown family, the other guy from New York's family, but it goes up to
Garner.
The family of these cops, too, because these cops were innocent. They weren't lawbreakers.
Oh,
they didn't have rap sheets.
Those guys were sitting ducks. That was evil. Well, what do you expect from 2 to 3 months of this?
It's all orchestrated. Somebody is paying for the protesters. Somebody, I mean, it's the same as going on with McDonald's, where union people are showing up out front and striking. They don't even work there.
Well, there's a lot of theories on this stuff that some of the not only the protests. Well, we know that the protests were organized by the left and Al Not So Sharpton and the Jerksons and the Holders and the rest of the communists, you know, right up to the White House. They're just disgusting. And that idiot New York mayor, Comrade de Blasio, it's disgusting. And they didn't put a stop to it. They let these people keep chanting. What do we want? Dead cops? When do we want it now? I mean, this, and when you mentioned Van Jones, that the light bulb went off, Bill, because he was out of Oakland when all this stuff was going on for, you know, cop killers, and they were promoting this stuff. I mean, just right out of the far left communist comrades. And that's why these guys were saying that we're against these protesters and against these race baiters, that this reminds them of the 70s when all that was going down. They were burying New York cops left and right. It was horrible. And I'm sure in Oakland, too.
New York Police Department has the largest number of minority police officers
in the world. Well, in America.
More minority police officers in New York than there are whites.
And you know what else? When I read that book,
I heard a statement today from a hero out of Kentucky, Medal of Honor recipient, and he said this: you know, when you're serving your country and you're in a battle, you're not getting up every morning thinking, I'm going to go out here and fight to save black people. I'm going to go out here and fight to save white people. I'm going to go out here to fight to save Asians or Hispanics. No, you don't. You get up, you're going to go out here and fight to preserve the red, white, and blue.
Exactly. I mean,
our nation has purposely been driven to division.
Yes. And here's the thing.
There is a reason behind it.
Oh, I know. It's evil.
I got no reason to hate none of these people. They've not done, but what I hate is that they don't look up the facts and statistics.
No, they don't. Well, it goes deeper than that.
You won't take your sister or brother's word for anything, but you'll take some stranger, politician, You'll take his word for something. Or somebody like Al Sharpton.
Oh, God. Scum of
the
earth.
I'm sorry, but part of that $4.5 million he owes in taxes would have went to help other families.
Well, I don't know about that.
Guys out here like him that's doing anything that benefits anybody but themselves.
No, that's
Jesse Jackson's been the smart one out of all this. He's sitting back watching and saying, "Al Sharpton, you're making yourself an enemy of the United States."
Oh, he's on everybody's list, let me tell you. I mean, I'm not kidding, Bill. The stuff I saw on TV, there was not one, except for Juan Williams, the brain dead one, there was not one person speaking who of every stripe and color who did not vilify every one of those people we talked about, including Holder and Barry and de Blasio and Sharpton, vilified them for what they have done. Because that blood is on their hands, and that was coming out of every person's mouth, from Mark Berman to Giuliani to Hannity to Bill O'Reilly to all of them. Everybody said it.
Bo Deedle. I watched Bo Deedle. Bo Deedle was very tore up about all this. He couldn't contain himself. And I understood, because what he was saying was coming from his heart.
Oh,
and
sure.
It tears my heart that I'm seeing them destroy my nation. And the people that are participating, that they're using the pawns, aren't smart enough to know that they're being used.
Right. Oh, yeah.
If I was a black man right now, I'd be pissed off at the fact that you're about to take, with this amnesty you're proposing, you're going to reduce my population being 13% of this nation.
Oh, I know.
To about 7% of this nation. How much voice and power are you going to have then?
Yes. Well, that's another story.
Where's the threat? Where's the threat? If you take the cops out of the neighborhoods, do you know what it's going to be like?
Oh, wow.
Well, you know what? This is a bigger, there's another bigger problem.
Got to take over. Well, not try, they will.
Yes, ma'am.
Mark Levin was talking about this, and he thinks that one of the bigger issues behind this and what Barry's trying to do is he's vilifying these people, and he wants to nationalize the police force so that he can control them. And this is the first step towards secret police. This is bad news. This is evil, evil, evil. It's been done before. How'd that work out?
Many talks and discussion with Mark, and I have to agree with him on that. I can foresee that as part of what they're doing, but that's the gain control.
Okay, let me.
You and I know and talked about it so many times that there is a bigger agenda that they're after, and they will use anybody as a pawn to further
anyone
that
and
agenda.
Everyone.
Uh huh. Anyone and everyone to further that agenda, and that it's really, when you really step back and look at the picture, you realize how dumb all these people are that are being used, because they're going to be some of the first ones eliminated.
Well, it's nothing new, because Vladimir Lenin called them, his press or whomever, the useful idiots. And you know what happens when you're no longer needed? There was a Hitler used that the term, the night of the long knives. People need to know that history, because it's about to happen. You know, when you're no longer necessary, you're going to get shivved in the back. Yep.
You don't have to read something. It's good news from heaven the angels bring. Glad tidings to the earth they sing. To this day a child is given to crown us with the joy of heaven. That's from Martin Luther King.
Yeah, he was
Martin
pretty cool.
Luther, I thought that's from Martin Luther.
Yeah, he was pretty cool. He was, when he said nonviolence, he meant it. He was serious. He says, "I don't care what they do."
What we're seeing, they're trying to turn it into being violent.
Sure,
of course they do.
They
are agitating people and pushing people into doing something. If Al Sharpton wants to do an act of violence, then grow a set, Al. Go out there and do it yourself. Don't use some other body, another man as a pawn.
He's a coward. He's a race baiter. He's a pimp and a schmuck. Come on. We know what he is. And he's a brown nose, to put it mildly, to Barry. I mean, it's just disgusting. You know, I got to ask you a question.
I, I hate it because this is doing to the race relations in this country what I thought we were always working to get away from. And it's turning it into that, but it's not the people. It's the leaderships out here that are causing it.
Right. Right. Right from the White House. Okay, here's my question for you, Bill. Just speaking from a capitalistic free market enterprise type thing, just think about how you go buy things and what you, you know, when you get eggs in your supermarket and stuff like that. Before this piece of garbage was elected in 2008, for most people who even are not paying attention or paying attention or whatever, did it matter to them who drove the truck to deliver the eggs to the market, what color they were, or who put together the things for your TV, whether they were Asian or white or, you know, Hispanic? No, you don't think about that. Who cares? Let's give me my stuff. I mean, this has set us back 100 years, this SOB. That's what he's done. Your thoughts?
I don't get how people are so gullible that they're falling for what these they don't see what these people are doing and what they're
trying
to talk.
Well, it happened. They did the same thing in Germany. He was chancellor. It took him 5 years, Bill, to do the machine, and then by then it was too late, and they were on the boxcars. That's what they do.
I think that group back then was a whole lot more intelligent than this group of today.
You might be right. Oh, God. Well, you know, Bill Bio says we've got info that OB wants all the branches to wear the same uniforms, including our state and National Guard units. That's the beginning of a national force. Yeah, we got to stop this guy. Somebody's got to stop this guy. And you know what? You can take me out, DHS. I don't care. I don't care how they do it. I'm sick of it.
I agree on how you feel and stuff, but I actually believe that it's not for no man's going to take him out.
I wish that you know he's got 17 days in Hawaii.
I hope he's
surfing where there's
not
sharks. Oh God, I wish there was some sharks next to his surfboard. Oh God, please.
I wonder, is he on the island? Is he on the island where the volcano's erupting?
I don't know. I don't care. I just want something, some natural force to do it. I don't care. Lord, I've wanted him out of the picture for a long time.
Silent. He's been dead silent on these cop assassinations.
Of course he is. If he wasn't hanging out with Frank Marshall Davis, I would have sworn he was hanging out being a mentor to Van Jones in Oakland and hating cops and, you know, pulling triggers himself. But he's too much of a fag. Oh, God, I can't stand it. You know, they're just disgusting. Of course he doesn't. He hates this country and everything it stands for. I mean,
he has never proven that he's from this country.
I know. And so, I actually had a conversation with somebody who said that Ted Cruz couldn't run. This was in the parking lot. And I said, oh, really? The precedent's already been set. I said, this guy's from Kenya. Nobody said anything about that. I said, even his wife said that. So there you go. And she looked at me and she goes, really? And I said, yeah, do your homework.
His grandmother in Kenya said that. He turned to
the birth
certificate and has proven to be fraud.
Yep.
He uses a social security number from somebody dead in Connecticut.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
he's
as phony as a $2 bill, or what are $3?
It's like our Congress has had chances to do something, but they haven't done nothing. I'm telling you, the establishment of both parties are working together. All they're doing is jockeying to see who's going to be in control when it gets done.
Well, yeah, you know what I think? I think that
I will sit home. I will not vote for a Jeb Bush, a Chris Christie, or a Mitt Romney.
Nope, me neither. Won't do it. No, I'll find somebody's name on the street to write in, because I won't do it either. No, there will not be anything other than a write-in. Or if Ted's not on there, I will write. If we should all write in Ted Cruz, is what we should do. Stranger Things.
We should write in Thomas Sowell. if we're going to get somebody, let's get somebody brilliant.
He probably is too, yeah, he's too smart to want to be any part of that mess. I don't blame him. I'm completely serious on that front. And I don't think Alan West wants to do it either.
I believe that. Because you never see the smartest guys in the country running for office.
Oh, no. Absolutely. they have their heads screwed on pretty much straight. And you know who's the other guy I can't remember his name right now, but he wears a mustache and he's on the Fox Business Channel and he talks about finances and all and what's going on in the country, and he's kind of tall. He looks like an ex-linebacker. You'll probably know who I'm talking about, but he's also very smart. He says I wouldn't do that, you know, if you paid me.
Are you talking about John Layfield?
No, he's, I think his name is Charles something, but anyway, and he's a black guy, he's very big, and, huh?
Charles Payne?
Yeah, that could be it, yeah.
Big
tall
guy.
Big guy. Anyway, he's pretty smart, too. He gets it. He's a pretty good economist. You know, it's, he's on, the Schmendrick is on Oahu, the Schmendrick in chief. I wonder which island she's on, because they can't stand each other at this point. Well, you know. Oh, Lord. Don't even get me started on that deal.
It's sad that this time of year, when families should be coming together, and maybe, I don't know, I always consider everybody within the borders of my country, all the legal American citizens, and I mean the legal ones.
Right.
The legal immigrants and all. I'm not talking about those who spit on my laws and cross into my country and are foreign invaders.
Right.
But I consider that's my family, and I try to share as much goodwill with everybody as I can.
Sure.
And I've never cared what color a person was, because I've never looked at a person like that. I try to look at the person for the character.
I was
raised that way.
Yep.
I was raised that way. And I don't care who it is, what color they are. If y'all want to come in and sit down for dinner, hey, no problem. Never did care. Have many friends, and in my family, we are very mixed family here and there. I've got Asians in my family. I've got blacks in my family. I've got Italians in my family. I've got
And, we got it all, too.
My family originally came from Germany, Holland, and on my father's side, they came from Ireland.
Right.
And the man who raised me, his family was Blackfeet.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
My wife is three-quarters Cherokee.
Yep.
She says, I can stay.
Exactly. Well, you know, we have
that's
that.
America. That is
right.
America. America isn't any one color. And when you start trying to put color into everything, all you do is divide us. You're not helping us in any way by dividing us.
Well, no, they're helping themselves, because then they can conquer.
Miswork everything else. And it makes everybody have bad feelings and all this. You know, I don't begrudge any man what he earns. But I also am smart enough to know that I've read so much of this stuff that our elected, I have never in my whole life read as much stuff our elected is being involved in as I have the last 9 years.
Right,
and
right.
It just scares me to death, because you haven't even begun to see the full effect of the health care bill yet.
Oh, my God,
there's
no.
There's something that has not come out yet and doesn't go into effect yet that will. And that stuff, when it comes to effect, is going to take away your privacy, your freedom, and liberties. And
oh, yeah.
You're not paying attention to ICLEI and what they're really about.
Well,
that they're
awful.
Not even an American organization.
No, they're from Germany.
And that the agenda that they're promoting and setting up is Agenda 21, Sustainable Development,
yes.
Or whatever name they want to give it now. We know how that works with the health care bill. They kept changing that name. They seem to think that, and then when they do that, they are admitting that they think we are so stupid that we can't notice that it's the same damn thing. They just change the name of it.
Well, you know, it's starting to resonate with many people. Not in my area, because the newspaper I read, I tell you, it's horrendous. I have to throw up halfway through these articles, especially when they're dealing with the sustainable development of the communities and their complete streets, you know, of Agenda 21. It's pretty disgusting, because they're all on board here. They're just complete brainwashed libtards, and they buy into this stuff. It's just awful. But there's a lot of folks waking up. Oh, okay, let me do that. He's asking for it. He wants to call in 646-378-0321 for Bill Bio. Okay. Anyway, we'll welcome his call. So they're waking up, Bill, in certain areas, and they're pushing back. And what you know, where you live, and not where I live, but between me and Yola and other parts where there are some red states and common sense people, that's that they call flyover country. They've just about had enough, and it's going to get crazy. But some of this stuff's blowing up in these Schmendrick's faces, like de Blasio and Obama. As you notice, he doesn't talk about any of this stuff.
Let me tell you how it's going for Obama. He has a 15% approval rating amongst the military.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised it's that high.
51% disapprove of him, of the military disapprove of him.
That's amazing. The others must not have any opinion at all. Who knows? I heard that I think I'm going to bring him in. Let's see who we got here. Area code 913, you're on. Hello.
Hey, Linda.
How
hi,
are you?
Bill.
Oh, good.
All right, I'm just turning my sound off here.
Okay.
Wow, there's so many things going on right now, but you're right, people are waking up, thank God.
It's blowing up in their faces, finally. I mean, it took longer than I thought it should, but, you know, that's just me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The new IRS emails are coming out, and they're pretty damning.
Good.
Excellent.
Good.
Excellent.
Like you say, and it's so simple, really. It's something that just all our lives we have known. For every good bad action, there is a good reaction. And every negative, there's a positive, yin, yang, whatever you want to call it. Things will balance out. And they have done so many lies and screwed with so many different things and backdoor deals and all this and that. And you look who's been going to the White House since Obama's been in office.
Mm-hmm.
Soros has been there how many times? You got Al
Sharpton
there how many times? And I'm sure if you look, you'll find all kinds of other people that are...
Oh, the union heads. Yeah, all of the communist union heads. Absolutely. Tons of times.
You know, many Muslims.
Yeah, sure. Well, did you hear what Charlie Rangel was saying? I think it was on Facebook that I saw this. This moronic idiot. That guy is so stupid. And he says, what we should be talking about is how did this insane person get their hands on a gun? And I'm like, excuse me. No, he's talking about stopping gun violence with his, you know, anti-gun rhetoric.
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
like,
yeah.
maybe idiotic Charlie Rangel doesn't understand that that movie was just fiction, The Minority Report. You cannot change human nature, you moron. You know, you're not going to be able to prevent crime. And did they prevent any crime in Australia? When the guy got the gun, where they banned guns, 2 years earlier? And the only one who obviously had one was him? It doesn't work, Charlie.
Have they not noticed that a lot of people would whack your head off? They're not using a gun. They'll attack you with a hatchet. I mean, come on. If a person
It doesn't matter
kill,
to them.
That's
it,
right.
Look,
it doesn't matter.
The reason is because they want us disarmed. They don't care how they get it. They'll lie through their teeth.
They know the Americans. They fear that they cannot pull off their agenda. Their ideology, their agenda, cannot be completed until they disarm the American people. Because otherwise, they fear that we will stand up and fight back. And they fear
yep.
that. And
I hope they do.
Stop Agenda 21 and going into full effect. Is the fact that they have not yet figured out how they are going to disarm us.
And every time they try, it blows up in their freaking faces.
The numbers they have on how many guns is out there, really, they don't know, because until a certain year, it was never kept track of.
Well, they have,
exactly.
They have no clue. They have no clue.
We have shown.
Yeah, they're just guessing. American, you're right, Bill.
The American people showed they're so ingenious. I'm from a state that in the fall, they're launching a pumpkin 2 miles with compressed air.
Well,
that's a pumpkin.
It's not...
It could be anything else, but it's a pumpkin. That's called pumpkin chunking, I guess, or something. They do it down here. Don't ask me why. But we had a kid made a laser with a satellite dish and 0.3-millimeter reflectors. Obviously, it came up stolen out of his garage, and next thing you know, the military has a version of it, I call it.
Wow.
But it's
that's amazing.
People. If a person wants to kill or harm, they will. The problem with technology is the fact that instead of using technology for good, so many times they use it for bad. Biological weaponry, atomic, nuclear. It just goes on and on. Something that was meant to be done for good is turned into bad. Planes bought with dropping bombs. Planes weren't originally thought of to drop bombs.
It's for transportation, yes.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's the same today. I don't fear North Korea hacking us. I fear North Korea using an EMP on us. And
right.
They do have that capability.
Well, that's what we have to worry about, is the EMPs.
See the threat they put out. That threat reminds me more, it makes me think more of an EMP attack than it does a cyber attack.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And you know how many of our enemies would jump on that as soon as they did it. They'll let North Korea do it if it backfires.
If
it doesn't backfire and they do it and they're successful knocking out all our electric power, we're going to have people jumping on us so fast it ain't funny.
Yep, and you know what
I found?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. They will disable every car that was made after like 1965.
Sure.
And nothing will work. I mean, people don't understand the ramifications of an EMP.
It's hellish.
It's a disaster.
Middle
of
the winter.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I did read one little piece of good news that the Congress put the kibosh on Barry's plans for opening up the internet. So, in other words, we're it. America is not giving away any of the stuff. So that was good news. See, that was like one little victory. So, in the big battle, it's nuts out there.
Some guy in Washington has introduced a bill to look at the EMP threat, and I hope that God will do something with that.
God. Well, yeah, it's high time. I mean, it's beyond, plus the fact that we have an aging system, and then you've got complete morons thinking that you can power up anything in this country with wind and solar. It's laughable. It's just, that's what they're, and it's like, I just want to take them outside and take something large and slap them till they're sick. It's like, God, don't you have anything up there? I don't know. It's very frustrating. It's what it is. Very frustrating.
Well, we built all these wind farms, but we don't have the technology ready for it anyway. It
it's
only
not
produces
there
about
yet.
2% of the population. It's just not happening.
No, and after 238 years, both bills. Do you think by now that the innovators wouldn't have figured it out if it was cheaper or better? My God, what I mean, this is the idiocy of the American population. They can't even.
Yeah, I mean,
they
private business would be all over it.
I look at energy from another angle. If we don't use oil, natural gas, how long before it builds up to the point that it's more of a danger to us than it than the gasoline car is?
Well, it's not. I think it's turning a corner right now, Bill. I get what you're saying, because they are
mankind has created all this trash that they have buried. It's been compressed. It's turning into oil and natural gas. you would be creating a time bomb for the Earth.
Right. Yeah. I know.
Don't expect a liberal to understand that. Oh, they can predict climate change 150 years into the future, but there ain't one of them that can answer that question. There ain't a one of them that can tell you that that won't happen.
Right. I think that what you're fearing is not going to come to pass because the creep in chief is going to be gone in a couple of years. Praise God.
Oh,
let's pray for it. And
it wouldn't happen in my Linda. It wouldn't happen in my lifetime.
I get it.
I'm not fighting it for my lifetime. I'm fighting for my grandchildren and their children's lifetime.
Yeah, I know. I get that, but I get Agenda 21 on my doorstep. I'm fighting for myself, you know, and your kids and whatever, but and my nieces and grandnieces.
You're like me. Bill's like me. We're older, and we've probably seen the most of our life already. But this younger generation, these children. Our nieces, our nephews, our grandchildren, our own children in some cases, the younger people and stuff, their future is being stomped to death right before your eyes.
Sure.
I still question anybody who has children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, the younger generation that they look to.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me that you love them and you won't stand up and fight for them.
Right.
Too true, but you know that with the north, with all the private lands and all these things, and the push for more energy and the pipeline, I think that the environmentalist wackos and the rest of them, I think they're going to lose some of these battles, Bill. I really do, because people are starting to see
private land. You know how much land the EPA has gobbled up in the last 2 months.
Oh, I know, it's sick. I know thousands of acres. It's sick.
Millions of acres.
That's because of Barry, too. He's giving them carte blanche.
To force the people out of the land, out of the countries, and into the cities, into their hubs.
Mm-hmm.
I want that great white in Oahu right now. God, please. A big one. A hungry one. Oh, please.
Well,
we are being
attacked on so many fronts, and that's what makes it difficult.
Right, but he's not helping.
No.
Barry, he's not helping. He's making it a thousand times worse.
On a lighter note, I hate for things to end the badness. I attended church the other night, the ceremony. A play was put on at church.
Good.
You've been proud. Chad played Jesus. And I was proud of him. I was proud of the group and the little church and how they did it. There again, that family feeling, that feeling of closeness to your neighbors and stuff that you get when you're sitting in the church or get when you're sitting with your family having a dinner or whatever and stuff, that's being taken away from this country by people who are trying to feed hatred. They want everybody to hate whatever they hate.
True.
They want to take away your freedom of speech. They want to take away your right to be to protect yourselves. They want to take away your right to decide what you can eat and what you shouldn't eat. They want to take away your right to how much water you can use, this and that, and control all the water. They want to control
healthcare.
All the food.
Yep.
They want to teach your kids. They don't want to educate your kids. They are feeding them an ideology. They are indoctrinating the kids.
Yep.
You look at the college stuff, and I'm grateful for the time that I went through because there was none of that. There may have been some around, but I didn't have to deal with none of these liberal professors and their parents. Our country's been taken apart piece by piece from all directions, and when that happens, what it is we can't focus in one area all together to fight at the same time. So we're going in 50 different directions, fighting in 50 different battles. It keeps us from uniting to take on the big battle.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes I think there was another small victory, and it was in a small up north county, and I talked about this a couple times, where they actually went against – it was the Agenda 21 stuff going. It was they were talking about chemtrails. okay? And they got this this county board of supervisors or whoever it was, city council in this place, to actually combat it and say, no, you can't fly in our airspace. They won. These people, it took them 3 hours of testimony from scientists, doctors, and others to get the council to vote on it, and they all voted unanimously to get this stuff out of there. So, I mean, they had so much testimony with the laboratory results of what's being sprayed by these clowns. I mean, this was over a period of time where they were collecting this stuff and doing their research. So, anyway, so it can be done.
The media stays silent and keeps the people ignorant.
Well, that's you look. I don't watch Fox News except for the entertainment. I don't try to get news from there. There was another victory where the judge, remember that guy that got busted and this idiot rent-a-cop arrested him for speaking out at the school board thing against Common Core?
Right.
And
yeah.
Well, the judge sided with him, and in fact, I think he's eligible right now to sue on a private on a personal level, or you know, a lawsuit to gain. Yeah, he sided with him. He says, no, this is definitely a violation of freedom of speech and everything else. He was not violating anything, and all these people violated him. They were taking away his rights completely, and he sided. I don't know what happened, but all I know is that he probably can get a private attorney and just sue the hell out of him. I hope he does.
I hope they do. I
do too, but
that's
how you do it, Bill.
It's the citizens that'll have to pay it. It's not the ones who actually did the crime. It's the citizens that'll have to pay that.
I know, but what I'm saying to you is if one man actually goes behind the scenes again, you know, this is like months ago, and he wins a battle, I don't care how many stand up, whether it's one or whether it's 10, it can be done, Bill. You just have to stay the course and don't back down. That's all I can say. Do not back down.
I know we're in one measure of a battle, but I also believe this. The book must be fulfilled. This
yep.
is not a battle that we're going to win and change things around and alter
in
history.
The secular world. No, he will. No, we like Ron used to say it, we fight in victory, not for it. It's done. It's a done deal. We know what's going to happen. He's our king.
It's in the country boys like me and Chad, in our terms, is we're just holding ground till he gets here.
Well, yeah, and you know, we're allowed to pick up our swords when he says it's okay. And we do.
I tell people that because so many people think, well, we're not supposed to stand up. Bull, you are supposed to stand up. I hear Donnie Swaggart talking once in a while, and I don't care for Jimmy Swaggart, but Donnie sounds just like me because I hear him talk against Agenda 21 and what it means. Mm-hmm. I hear him talk about against what the liberals are doing. I hear him talking about the same things that I'm talking about, and he's telling the people, don't sit silent. Stand up and put your voice in it.
Yep.
That needs to happen.
Yep.
We're letting Christianity get attacked left and right, but, oh, Lord and behold, don't say nothing about another religion.
Well, it's amazing what's going on. Are we running out of time, Linda?
We've got about 6 minutes, so you got some time. Go ahead.
Okay. No, I was just going to tell you a little bit about my trip to Mass on Sunday.
Good.
Now this has not happened ever in my lifetime. I mean, our priest knows that there's a group of us that have concealed carry, and we carry regularly. And so after Mass, he grabs me and Bill, another guy, our state rep, and he says, I want to talk to you two. And he said, you know, with all the stuff going on and between ISIS and people killing cops, he said, I would feel better if you guys would carry concealed in church. And I had never heard that out of his mouth
before.
Wow,
that's scary. That's really scary.
And we're in Kansas.
Yeah, that's pretty conservative place, isn't it?
Oh,
this point?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Texas is. I mean, people carry concealed and open carry all the time there. I know they do in AZ. Arizona's pretty wide open.
Yeah.
In certain counties.
There's so much going on, and like Bill says, we're being hit on many, many fronts. And so we just got to pick the battles we can win.
Exactly.
And
you
got
to do them one at a time. You can't
yeah.
we can't encompass the whole thing. I can't go in front of ICLEI or, you know, and I've tried this with my city council. They don't understand what I'm talking about, so I'm going to have to pick them one at a time, and I'm going to have to explain about the chemtrails, and then I'll just have to connect the dots for these idiots, you know, as time goes on, because it's all tied together, and Dr. Pesta has actually tied together Common Core with Agenda 21, and I love him for it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
That's absolutely part of it. Absolutely part of it.
And there we are. We got the Republicans trying to shove a Common Core supporter, Jeb Bush, down our throat.
Oh God. I can't stand that smattering.
Down our throat.
Oh, he's a New World Order piece of garbage.
Supporter down our throat.
Okay.
I know. It ain't going to happen. If I have to have signs with every one of these idiots' faces on it, I will. I'll have signs everywhere.
We have five states. They're going to try to hold their primaries the same day, March the 1st. They're in the South. And if that happens, it gives a chance to someone like Ted Cruz. Otherwise, the establishment's going to control us.
You got it.
I think we got three minutes.
About 3 minutes. Let's give Bill Bio.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. God bless him. God bless.
Hang in there, Bill. I'll give you the last parting shot. But
no problem.
Bill Bio, just say, give your parting shots. I'll do mine, and then the rest of y'all, and I'll put a little music on, and we'll do it. Go ahead.
Basically, what we are going to be starting a website in January, and we're going to have blog radio on that. But this website is going to be a consolidation of all the different 912 groups, all of them that we can get to come in. All the 912 sites have kind of gone by the wayside. And so we're going to have an education center, kind of a clearinghouse, where everybody can put things on there and everybody can,
awesome.
We can all learn together.
Awesome. Fabulous. Okay, Mr. Bill Strong, well, let me do it here. I'm going to put some music in a second, but Merry Christmas, God bless, and I love my church. They're God-centered. They love the Lord Christ. We praise him every second. We sing to him. It's just amazing. I mean, we were singing the song Emmanuel. I love that one, too. It's just, like, so cool. Anyway, good night. Merry Christmas. See you guys next time, probably next week. Bill Strong in Indiana and your group, what do you say?
We wish you all a Merry Christmas and God's many blessings to you and your family.
Yes. Yay. Love you guys.
Yay.
Let me see if I can get... I know.
Everyone be blessed.
Absolutely.
Got to be a better person tomorrow than you were today.
Got that right. Got a little music.
All right.
Love you guys. Awesome.
That was tough.
I don't want to take the selfish road. I don't want to walk the path of pride. I only want to follow where you lead. I only want to please you with my life. Show me
Merry Christmas. Love you guys. Good night. Jesus is the reason for the season.
Good night.
Good night.